Join us. This is the Footy Chat for the new Kia Niro electric SUV range, but we want to hear from you, so lines are open. We don't always do this at this time of the morning, but 1-300-736-736. You can talk about the trade. You can talk about what you're hearing out there. You've got assistant coaches running around everywhere. You've got players that are going and putting their hands up to go to different clubs. You might still want to talk about the grand final. I don't care. 1-300-736-736, because it's that sort of morning, really.
It's that sort of morning. And you can also talk about how many times as a Melbourne fan you might have sat down and watched the game since that final siren.
Yeah, don't give us I want too. genuine number. I don't want people to go, I've watched it 100 times.
Yep.
Unless you've watched it 100 times.
Well, no one would have watched it 100 times.
Some might have, Wispy.
And is there something that you discovered in a second or third watch of that game that you didn't realise at the time?
That's a great question. Sometimes when you're watching the game, Third, and I think most clubs, most of the Demons will fast forward the second and half of the third and then pick it up. So let us know what you've seen in your rewatching, and you might be able to share with us this morning.
I'm happy to talk grand final again because it's only Tuesday and there's still some stuff that we need to cover. You've got all the stats. You've brought all those in with me this morning. It's extraordinary. The Petrarca game is just extraordinary. We'll get to that in a minute. But what about the Max Gawn story too? I'm not sure where he told the story, but it might have been Simon Goodwin actually spoke about it last night, the fact that he thought that Jackson was going so well that he should stay in the ruck and then he could just go forward.
He did. So he was time for his rotation and he said, no, that kid is just ripping it apart. Keep him there and I'll go and push forward. Which speaks to what they've been talking about all year and, Harm saying, take me off at the last couple of minutes. Let's get James Jordan on and all that sort of stuff. So I like hearing all that, all those different stories come through. And the other story that I was told on the night or the day after was that we haven't got the audio of Goody, so I'll try and tell it.
It all crashed, apparently.
Our system crashed, so we couldn't
record it last night.
So three-quarter time, they're doing all the, they've had this unbelievable 10 minutes, so everything's buzzing, you know what it's like, crazy time in there. And so apparently the whiteboard with all the, the tactics and everything just got wiped and just said, get it and boot it.
Yeah.
From stoppage.
You know what to do when you get it.
This is our sophisticated game plan from stoppage. Get it and boot it. And they kicked, eight goals in the last quarter.
Well, the extraordinary thing is,
that would have been music to the ears of a lot of people who think, overusing the footy and all that rubbish.
These are the stats that you put up last night. These are the champion data stats, right? This is the last 54 minutes of the game. Melbourne was plus 93 points. They were plus 51 disposals. They were plus 23 contested possessions. And at the centre bounces, they scored 44 points in the last 54 minutes of the game from the centre bounces. And the clearances scored 16 goals from 27 inside 50s. But they came out the front. I mean, the 16 from 27, I mean, that's extraordinary efficiency. But when you get it in there at a 6-on-6, and can we just pause for 1 second? Stephen Hocking, he got whacked a lot over the time that he was the football manager of the AFL.
Not from Melbourne supporters.
Well, not now, but the changes that were made, like the 6-on-6, right? Great thing. I even think, some people disagree, but I think the fact that, you got to stand on the mark, and I think we can make a modification to that, particularly in the inside 50. But I reckon that's opened up the game and contributed as well. Harry's in Lara. Good morning, Harry.
Yeah, a quick one, boys. Congratulations, Gaz. And what was to stop Bevo going down to the bench after Melbourne kicked 3 goals in like 3 minutes to try and stabilise the team a bit?
He does do that occasionally, Bevo, but I think they would have been working pretty furiously upstairs. They did. We showed this. Nick Reeve, went back and watched last night, that from that point on, and they made an adjustment to their centre setup to try and have the defensive triangle, which means you get two back. But this is what happens in modern-day footy. Because those players that are playing those roles are ball winners, they don't stay there. So it was really interesting to watch it. Bontempelli was one.
Right.
Liberatore was another. So you go, that's protect, but that's not in their instinct. Mm. Their instinct, and as soon as the ball gets bounced, they don't hold their position. Mm. They just get sucked at the footy, and all of a sudden it opens it back again.
What about in the time that Bevo, the last 3 goals before three-quarter time, he wouldn't have even seen those. No,
Jared Waitley suggested that to
me
last
night. He would have been in a corridor on his way down or in a lift somewhere on his way back down. He would have been thinking, this is what I need to do. Get down there. Hang on, everything's changed. Where the hell are we now?
6 times as the clubhouse leader at the moment. Six times. There's got to be someone's watched it more than six times, but that's the clubhouse leader. Ashley's in Echuca. G'day, Ash.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
That's the way. Hey, boys, yeah, I watched the grand... I'm a mad Collingwood supporter, as you know, and I've watched the grand final a few times already. I reckon it's one of the best grand finals as a non-supporter to watch it a long time. And just one other quick thing. The reason why the grand final has to be during the day is because, like, someone like me, I was bloody on the sauce all day. And I can tell you now, I had to watch it a few times to remember the bloody thing afterwards. So they bring it back at 2 o'clock, save some livers, and we'll all be happy.
Ash, you've got to have some discipline, son. We're not going to change it just because you can't stop yourself from getting on the sauce.
That's not a good enough reason, Ash. It's a reason, but not a good enough one.
Yeah, it's a reason, but I think you've got to have some discipline. I've watched it six times. Something I picked up last night was, how did McDonald kick the goal after the siren with 15 blokes rolling around on the ground next to him? Did you see that?
Yeah, that was a great exercise in concentration, wasn't it?
Cozzy's bump on Dunkley to give Tracky's second goal was another thing someone's picked up. Chris is in Doreen. G'day, Chris.
Morning, boys. I just want to say how good it is as a Melbourne supporter to finally not have to defend my footy club to my kids when we've got Richmond in-laws and everyone else telling the kids, I don't follow the Demons, mate. You'll never see a flag.
Yep.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
That is true.
I've watched the replay a few times, but after about the third time, I put the credit card away because I kept buying memorabilia.
Oh, that's the other thing. What's the hottest selling merchandise? Because I reckon that, in fact, I know for a fact that they are selling truckload upon truckload. They couldn't find enough navy blue T-shirts in the country, Tim. So let us know what merchandise you're buying out there that's running out the door. Good on you, Chrissy. Tom's in Campbelltown. G'day, Tom.
G'day, Gaz. Tim, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, I've got a croaky voice like you, Gaz, so I sympathise. Very excited Melbourne supporter. Your footage in the rooms, watching that on the couch last night was priceless. So well done, Gary.
Very, very lucky, mate, to be there. And thank you. I'm glad that the Melbourne supporters who weren't able to be there got a good sense of just what was going on. Hey, just shows how teams overcomplicate footy. Just get the ball moving. Forward. Congratulations. I'm a doggy supporter from Epping. So thanks for that. Get it and boot it. That might be a tattoo, Wisp.
It works for a while.
Might be a tattoo to
you. Well, you want to talk tattoos? Because Rob still wants to talk tattoos with you.
I didn't agree to a tattoo.
Didn't you?
No, I can go back over. We can go back over the tape.
Okay. Somebody's watched it 11 times.
11.
And with a few different commentaries as well. Somebody else sent a message here. Long-suffering Melbourne member. The weekend was amazing. I loved all your work on Fox, but please take the day off and sort your voice out.
I'm going, Andrew.
No, I am Andrew.
We need you to stay here today.
I've
taken that to heart, Andrew. I'm going tomorrow. I'm off, and Wispy and I are off tomorrow.
Andrew's in Beaumaris. Good morning, Andrew.
G'day, guys. I'm a St Kilda supporter, so I watched his dad play. But Jake Bowie, God, he never misses a target. He was just incredibly calm in the back line for a seven gamer.
Yeah, and he played on Cody Waitman, didn't he? Did Bowie play on Cody Waitman, Gary?
He would have taken him. He and Hibbard, was it? I have to go. I haven't watched.
Yeah, Hibbard played on Hannon. You know, sometimes the matchups get sort of scrambled.
He played on him for a while. Jake Lever played on him, took him for a while.
On
Cody Waitman.
Yeah. Well, that would have been because of the
part of the ground that he occupied. No, it was just this great game of cat and mouse they were trying to play. And in the end, he didn't care. He just said, all right, I'll take whoever wants to drag me back to the goal square.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, that so many players have passed through that football club, like yourself and others, you know, and played at different eras. And a kid like Jake Bowie gets recruited when, like last year, at the end of last year, he walks in there and plays the last eight games, hasn't played in a losing Melbourne side yet, and one of them just happens to be a premiership.
And, sorry, I
need to ask you this question too.
There's a tiniest, wispy little bit of bum fluff on his chin.
He looks like a baby, doesn't he? Are you happy with all the players to get life membership? It was announced yesterday that, like Richmond, you know.
Bloody oath I am.
All the Richmond players, yeah.
They can have two life memberships. I'm over the moon for that. 100%.
And
you're a premiership player, Tim. You're a life member. You're a legend. You're not only a life member.
I agree with all that. And Simon Goodwin, the place that he has in the history of the Melbourne Football Club now?
Well, in the annals, when they're written in 100 years' time, there's going to be Ronald Dale Barassi and then...
The next name?
Simon Goodwin. How good.
It's extraordinary, isn't it?
It's just, I don't know. Norm Smith, Norm Smith, Simon Goodwin.
And the legend of Petrarca will continue to grow and grow and grow and grow over the years. So his grand final, the stats, 39 disposals, this is off your show last night, 15 score involvements, the second most ever in a grand final. I don't know. Who had more? Was it Buddy Franklin had more in one of the grand finals, I think? And Petrarca's, I don't know about this stat, but 897 metres gained, the most ever from a player in a grand final.
He had the most stats until Champion took one off him.
Why did they take that off him?
Well, because they go back over the tape and look at the, and they deem one of the possessions not to have been one. But, yeah, no, just it's unbelievable.
A lot of people want you to get that tattoo. A lot of people reckon they heard you say that if Melbourne win the grand final, you get a tattoo of Maxi Gawn's face on one of your butt cheeks.
If you can produce that audio, Tim, I'll be happy to...
if I produce the audio, you'll get the tattoo.
I'll listen to it. Because I'll be able to hear in my voice whether I was joking or not.
A bet is a bet. You know that. You can't dodge it now.
Hey, did you see that South Adelaide, Bryce Gibbs, and West Torrens Woodville ball magnet James Sittis, they've won the McGarry medal?
No, I'm just looking at that now.
So Bryce Gibbs has won the Brownlow equivalent in the SANFL.
Good on him.
And tonight, Sausage told me, in Western Australia, there's the Hall of Fame and the Sandover Medal is combined tonight. So Dennis Committee, Matt Prittis, Matthew Pavlich and Jimmy Cracker all being inducted tonight. So that's a big event.
That is a massive night over there. They're just going to continue on, aren't they?
Watch it three times, boys. Hibbard grabbing the cup and running to Bernie Vince and the pass players on the boundary is my favourite thing. How good's that?
I just got a text message from Cody Waitman's dad, Rob.
Yeah.
It's tattoo time. That's the message. Good morning to you, Rob.
Is he messaging you direct?
Direct.
This is unbelievable.
Just about. I'm not sure, Rob. On the tools today, Rob.
He is indeed. Oh, gee, I thought his young fella was going to get knocked out cold when he ran into the post.
Yeah, I wonder if there were some side effects.
Yeah, he's coming back from the concussion as well. Hey, Sauce is going to join us, thank God, at 8 o'clock. It'll be the Sauce and Wispy show at 8. Christian Petrarca's mum's going to join us. They're excited, and why wouldn't they be? And Sammy Edmund is going to come in straight after this break to tell us what's happening in the trade world. The all-new Kia Niro electric SUV range available as a hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and full electric.